But now he is telling under that tree, "Oh, you have come. Well, I do swagat to you." Swagat means
welcome.
I welcome you. All I welcome you. "Oh, you have come to see me because I am God. I am God of God. And I am very beautiful, so you have come to see me. You have seen me? Now return to your home." Gopis are watching. What is the inner intention of Krishna? Why he is so cruel, telling so? They could not say anything. They are watching and hearing. Krishna told again, "Oh, why you are here? You should go to home and serve your husband. If a husband is lying, if the husband is blind, check a little, and serve your husband. If they are blind, if they are lame, if they are rogi, jod, they are what? Leprosy. Anything. But you should certainly obey and serve your husband. If you are not doing, you are coming, leaving them, so you will not go to heaven. And you are doing sin, so you should at once return." At last, Gopi broke their silence and told that, "Oh, you are my guru. Because you are giving so many precious and valuable upadesh,
instruction.
And today we have received the diksha from you, so you are certainly our guru. But in Shastra, it has told that first you should obey and serve your Gurudev, do archan first, and then to anyone, then to Krishna, Bhagavan and all others." Bhalo. So, we have right, Shastra has given writer to first obey and serve you because you are Guru. So, we are unconditionally. We are giving ourselves to your feet. Sarva dharman parityajyamam ekam saranam. Bhagavan has told you, you are Bhagavan. You have told that living all dharma, you should be saranagat, completely surrender to me. I am the husband of husband. I am Jagat Guru. So we are giving ourselves unconditionally surrendered to your feet. You should accept us. If you are not accepting, then you will have seen, you will have to go in hell and all other. Krishna began to laugh. Here there is a slok in Srimad Bhagavatam. Rajanne esa ghoro rupa ghor sattva nisevita pratiyat varajam neha sriyam sridhi sumadhyana. Krishna is telling that now it is very deep night. There is very deep andhakar. staff and Guru Rupa, Gorta Mante, very fearful and Singha,
lion,
tiger and Bhalu, deer are roaming here and there. So you should go Pratijat Brajan to at home, go to your home. Gopis are telling, we never go. We cannot go. You have taken our heart. So at first give, you have stolen our heart by flute. So give our heart and then we will return. Without taking our heart, only by physical body, minus heart, we cannot go. If we go, what we will do after going? So we will not go. One thing, you are very rusty. Your intention is that in this night we should stay here with you. You want. But we are very Pativrata. Husband, only one husband, that is called Pativrata. We never have seen any person leaving our husband. But today you are telling us, Rajanne Esa, it is night, it is dark, you should not go return to your house. You should be here. We will never stay here. We are going to our husband. Don't see towards us. Since this day began to return, then kids call them again. So these are under the tree of Bansiva. Here all gopis gathered and rush began, and from here Krishna vanished away with Radhika, and from here gopis became mad and were searching hither and thither, asking for where is Krishna to every trees and creeper and tulasi. So when Krishna again appeared before gopis, they again came to under this bansi bud, and again Krishna here sat down on the dupatta of gopis. This is dupatta. One gopi took the legs of Krishna, feet of Krishna, in her lap, and was telling that, oh, you should not do like this. We have left everything for you, and you have left us. Don't again leave us. Another gopi catch hold of Krishna's right hand in her lap, her hands in hand, and began to weep. Oh, you are very much
cruel.
You should not do like this. One gopi took the left hand of Krishna, and she was only weeping, not doing nothing. One gopi, very far away from Krishna, standing. She was only watching and seeing towards Krishna. With, like this. Bankim Bhru. Eyebrow. Like what is?
Bow.
She was very angry. And only think towards it. And by his side she was telling something Krishna. And by this gopi, by the sight of this gopi, Krishna attempted so much. And understood everything that gopi wanted to say Krishna. Then here Krishna told them, gopi, one gopi, again, that gopi, very gopi, Adatta Radhika, that was Radhika, the gopi who has taken the feet of Krishna, that was Shiva Chandravali, and Shyamala and Bhadra. So, at last gopi tells Krishna that, O Krishna, there are three kinds of persons. One is that if anyone does prem, then he does prem. Priti to priti. And another kind of person is that whether anyone does prem or not prem, but yet he does prem. And third is whether you do prem or not prem, he will never do prem. So gopi atat Srimati Radhika is asking Krishna, three kinds of person, who are you? In three kinds of person, in what type of you are? You are first or second or third? First you cannot be, because they are doing prem and you are not doing. Second, without doing prem or not doing he does prem, you cannot do. And third is like you. If anyone does prem or not, he does not prem. Perhaps you are in this category. Krishna began to laugh. He told that, O Priyatama, I am not of any one of these categories. One who does prem, after taking prem from anyone, if a man does prem and then he does prem, they are baniya. Baniya means
merchant.
Only merchant. If anything you will give, they will give something to you. So I am not merchant. In this prem, there is no dharma, no better quality of anything. They are parthi. Parthi means
selfish.
They are only selfish. So no dharma at all. Following? No dharma. Nothing good in this. Second type are father and mother and gurudev. If a teacher are son or daughter, loves or not loves his father, mother and guru, does not serve, yet they have kind sight on them. They love a wretched teacher, son or daughter. They are dharmic and they are pure. And something now, everything is better in them. I'm not within these two categories. And you are accepting this. Now third category, there are four kinds of persons in this category, in last category. One, those who are Atmaram. Atmaram is a word in Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who are remaining in his Atma, Mane, what is?
In English, self-satisfied. They are satisfied in the self.
That is Atmaram. Aptakam, those, everything is fulfilled. Nothing to have, anything. No ambition, no anything. Yeah? Everything has been fulfilled. That is called Atmaram. Aptakam. Like Sukadeva Goswami, Samasthanandam, Samasthumar. They are all Aptakam. Or Atmaram, these are also Atmaram. Third is Guru Drohi. Guru Drohi means those who are not serving his father and mother and Gurudev. Then they are Guru Drohi against Guru. Evil doer of Guru and father and mother. They are very wicked persons. They are more than animals. They are Guru Drohi. And akritagya, ungrateful. If I am doing something good to you, but you deny, that is ungrateful. I am not anyone within this, in this category. I am not aptakam. I am master and everything of aptakam, not only aptakam. I'm aradhya of aptakam. Atmaram, I'm not Atmaram, but Atmaram.
What?
Thinking of me.
Thinking of me, and that is why they have become Atmaram and Atma. And I'm not Guru Drohi. I'm so much greater than Guru Sevak also. And not ungrateful. Then why I disappear? We have given everything and forget everything for your religious own. You have given up your husband, your lajja. Lajja means same. Why? Istri, women can live everything, but not same. Same is more than of woman. But you have left this also. Husband, children, everything. Even the happiness of bodies and self, anything. Yes. So, I wanted to give you something, some more thinking about me. So I disappeared as if a very poor man. He has not a single pipe. And he, anyhow, very fortunate, he
gives something,
a very coin of gold, or chintamani he receives. But he don't know that what is this. He imagines that it is a piece of cloth, broken cloth money. Anyone took that chintamani. He began to search where this piece of broken glass is, but he could not find. A man asked him, what you are searching? He told that, I'm searching, I have received any piece of broken glass, very, very good, looking good. So I'm searching. Oh, I have seen that thing. This was not a piece of glass broken, but it was parasmani chintamani. By touching in iron, that iron will become gold. So precious thing. You have lost this. Then he began mad, began to cry, weeping. Oh, I have lost this very valuable thing. And always remembering and weeping whole day and night. So you are loving me, but yet there is some lacking in your frame. I wanted that this would be fulfilled. So I vanished. That you should think and think and think, remember and remember me. That is why I became mad. That your frame should develop and develop. So that world will know that gopis are the last stage of frame. Jagat know, all world knows that in meeting how joyful they are, but in separation how they are, anyone does not know. Now they will know, and they will always remember you all gopis, not to me, but they will think only the dust of gopi feet. Bande nanda braja istrinang padirunum abhiknata jasang hari kathod gita punas bhuvanasya kojba dhari lakiyan dhari. I will not give anything in revenge, no.
exchange
that you have given to me. So I will be always ready and ready to you. Ready?
Debtor
to you. So please be pleased upon me. I will be debtor to you. All the daggers were done in under the tree of Sanjiva. In nearby there is the place of Gopeshwar Mahadev. He came from Kailas at first and wanted to go to Bansiwar to see pastimes of Ras Leela. But Gopis checked him at the border of Vrindavan, near Akrur Ghat. This is the border of Vrindavan and Mathura. Shankar began to weep and began to meditate the Yogamaya, Paurnamasi. After 4,000 of years, it became visible to Shankar and told him to ask that you want. Shankar told that, I want to see the Ras Leela. Okay. What you cannot see, very, very durlabh for you. Any man having the abhiman, proud nahi hota hai, life proud, that I am woman and I am gopi, and my marriage has been done to a gopi. That gopi can see. Those who have no qualification, a male cannot go there. Any male, rather than Krishna, cannot see this. You are male, you cannot go there. Then he began to wait and catch hold the feet of Yogamaya. Then he at once took the hands of Shankar and gave him in the Brahma Sarovar, Brahma Ghat. Brahma Sarada and put in the form, that form, Brahma Sarada.
That is near.
And he put out of water, she became very, very beautiful gopi. And told her, Purnima Devi, that you should be washed from there by hiding on a kinekunja where now Gopiswar Mahadevi is situated in grove. Stored nothing. When rat began, then gopis are seen saying for us each other and to Krishna that today we are not feeling so happy and no taste in rasa. Why? It seems that any person who has no qualification and not swajatiya qualification like gopi, some other nature person has come here. They began to search all gopis, lakhs and lakhs of gopis. At least they found a new gopi there. They catch hold of their beni and ask, who are you? She cannot tell who is she, because Purnima Devi has not given any name. Who are you? What is the name of your husband? What is your name? What is the name of your parents and sasur and sas? Sasur and father-in-law, mother-in-law. Is there any brother of you? Where is your village? Where is your father-in-law's abode, place? No reply. Oh, you are newcomer. You have no qualification that a gopi should have to catch hold of their baby and begin to do like this. She began to weep at last. She remembered Purnima Devi. Purnima Devi at once came. She requested them not to beat her. She is my Kripa Patri. He is my object of mercy. So you should be merciful upon him. Please give him right to see your wrath. Then Krishna became very much pleased, and Radhika and Gopi, and told her that your name is Gopi, Gopiswar Maha, Gopiswar. And now you can see our wrath, and we are giving you power that if a newcomer, new sadhak comes in Vrindavan, and if he permits, then he can enter in Vrindavan, and his ambition is fulfilled. Without your mercy, he is not fulfilled. So this was done at through a symbol murti of Gopiswar Mahadev is in Rasna. So it is our Aradhya Dev like Krishna. Kiman Rasa Rasarambhi Vansi Bhat Tatasthita Karsana Veilu Sanai Gopi Gopi. This is a nitya place, nitya Vansi Bhat. Always in the night, Krishna calls gopi under this tree and does not.